Turn again to the right for the route. Drive carefully as the asphalt quality is not so good. But once again you have the option to leave the route for a while to be able to visit the beachfront of Komos and the archaeological site of Komos. Komos, also known as Amykleion, was a bustling trading port boosting connections even to the Middle East. Serving as the port for Festos, its significance is underscored by rich archaeological discoveries and intricate architectural remains. Among these findings are a goddess crown, frescoes adorned with floral motifs reminiscent of Savron, as well as multiple olive and wine presses. Komos was also an important purple color production center in these days. The Bolinius brandaris, commonly known as the purple dye murex sea snail, were surfaced and then broken open to extract purple from a gland. A large number of glands were put together in a pot, mixed with salt and then thickened by boiling in urine to dye the woolen cloth in the mixture. The stench that was released was enormous. To obtain 1 pound of paint mass, about 30,000 purple snails had to be dug up. Together, this yielded only 4 grams of pure dye. The dyed cloth was therefore 10 to 20 times more expensive than a quantity of gold of the same weight. Slaves dived into the depths with a stone to collect all those snails. The mortality rate among them was high. So there are a lot of skeletons on the seabed between all those shells. By the way, the remainder of the shells could be used again as building mortar. Continue your way, or otherwise press resume if you come back to this crossroad after visiting the site.